Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, it's been tired of things not changing.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
Worship ride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything.
From here to there, worship is filling the air. both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I'll pour my
sweet perfume. I'll pour my love. for my love, all of
God sings over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love.
right, speak that into fruition. The storm is over now. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, made possible by the one and only author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who just so happens to also be the creator and CEO of Raw Links Jewelry. Y'all need to check him out. Why be average when you can be raw? Better get yours. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. Be sure to press 1 if you want to come on and fellowship with us. This segment of the Inspiration Factory is brought to you by myself, or is hosted by myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and none other than Mr. Alonzo. What's going on, Alonzo? How you doing, man?
I'm good, boss. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. No use to complain.
Right?
Complaining don't change nothing. Half the time, nobody else want to hear it.
Right? Who's going to really do something about it, too?
Okay.
Thank God for Jesus.
So, hallelujah. Without him, man, oh, man, I don't even want to think about it. Well, tonight, I don't know why, but I'm expecting to hear something thought-provoking, I should say. Tonight, we're our theme for tonight is, what do you want to tell your storm? And we all got issues in life. We all have those areas that bog us down, weigh us down, and threaten to break us. What do you want to tell your storm? Power, life, and death lie upon the tongue, so sometimes we have to speak things in and out of fruition, in and out of existence. Those problems in our lives can be taken care of, you know, if we open our mouths, use that power that Christ gave us. He told us we could do the same things he does if our faith is strong enough. And so we need to tell some of those things, you know, get lost, or tell those storms how they're making you feel. Get victory, get freedom from it. Once you face a lot of those storms, once you get it out, it kind of loses its potency over you. That's what I hope to achieve on tonight. But before we do that, we need to protect ourselves and to ensure that something positive comes from tonight. And that means we need to open this platform up in prayer, as we do every Sunday. And Alonzo, I'll let you flip the coin. I'm going to call heads.
Okay. Flip. No. Oh, I just got the dollar. I'm not gonna work. Does a dollar work the same way? Hold on, let's try the dollar. You said you got heads, right?
Yes.
We're gonna try the dollar. Write this and check the comments if this works for you guys. All right, so heads, here we go. All right, but the $1 sign showed up, so that would be tails.
Aha. Uh-huh. So now we know who's going to lead us in prayer to open the program.
Well, I don't mind. I appreciate you, sir. And if we could bow our heads and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the time that we share amongst one another. Thank you for the thought, the grace, the love, the mercy, the glory, the words. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for allowing us to go through what we go through. And may tonight the words that come out of each one of our mouths reach one and teach one. And may we grow in your name as one. In the name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Alonzo.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your willingness, bro. Well, what are your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Well, as most, my storm is pretty harsh, and lately I've been doing a lot of releasing. As far as, you know, I'm an introvert, so I stay to myself a lot, and I think about a lot of things. A lot of death has came about in the last couple of weeks. Some being my family members too. So it's been weighing on my head and on my back as far as like the purpose of being here and how long we actually got here. I look at death as the future, and nobody's leaving Earth alive. So everybody's headed for the future. So I'm trying to figure out how to get right, you know. And in this storm, it's the things that's been happening lately is just a lot of blurry. But again, thank God for Jesus, because I have a sound mind, a sturdy foot, and with the word, it helps me go day by day with the units of life. I know during death, we're supposed to celebrate the units of life and the things of that person. So, yeah, tonight's topic is going to be a little deep, a little touchy.
I definitely believe that facing those storms and speaking to those storms take back some of our power over those storms. Those storms only can do to us what we allow them to do. We can't stop them from being there. That's obvious. But
yeah,
we can stop what they do to us. We can stop them from having that debilitating effect upon us. And I guess it's all in perspective. How we react, how we receive it, what our mindset is, you know. Oh man,
yeah.
This bill's due and I ain't got no money. We can let it get us down. Woe is me. Or we can take a different path. What can I do to make a couple of dollars? Let me get on my A game. Let me get on my grind. You know, all right, let me go cut this person's hair. Let me go fix somebody's car. Let me do this. Let me do that. I know I got it in me.
Mm-hmm.
My father gave me everything that I needed to make it in this world. I just have to utilize it. You know, so a lot of times the way we perceive our storms or we receive our storms dictates on the amount of angst we go through, the amount of power we give to those storms.
Correct.
I think I might have learned that.
I was saying I like how you stated how we perceive and receive the storm, how we see it, and how it affects us.
Yeah.
And it builds character to that person, you know?
Definitely. That's one of those times that, you know, bit of wisdom that we received as youngins makes sense now, when it didn't make no sense whatsoever back then. If it don't kill you, it only makes you stronger. Yeah, so we get stronger and stronger each time we go through these storms. So maybe instead of looking at it as something negative, hey, come on and see me. Let me get a little stronger. Look at it as a workout moment or as another moment for prayer. That's another time to pray. Ask Father, Lord, see me through this. Help me. What do I need to do to get through this in a way that's pleasing to you and will benefit me or at least sustain me? You know.
Okay. You know, this kind of reminds me of the story when Jesus had took off to himself in the middle of the storm. And And the apostles that found him rested as the storm was getting closer and creating havoc. And they was hollering, whooping and hollering, screaming and trying to get his attention. They calmed the stuff down. What's going on? We ain't used to this. What's going on? You know, the storm is here. The storm is back.
Laying with the master.
Okay.
And they right there with him. I was out, man, ain't no way in heck I'd be scared if I'm sitting right next to Jesus. And I've seen what he did.
You know what? I'm going to be 2023 about it. I think if I was there, not if, I think had I been in that situation and I knew Jesus was sleeping somewhere, I probably would have wandered off around somewhere like the rest of them. And out of nowhere, that storm would have popped up. I just don't know how far I would have wandered. You know what I mean? Because when that storm or that lightning would have struck, I know I would have took off sprinting right back to where I knew I thought he was at.
Right. Man, look. Once reality kicked in and your common senses regrouped.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, most times my initial reaction or thought or whatever, I end up making things worse.
Okay. With the quickness.
Yeah. And then, oh, man, I could have. Yeah, should have, could have, would have, but you didn't.
Right.
And that's why you're stupid now. That's why you're hurting now. That's why you're stressing now.
Recalculating and recapping on the things. The pros and cons. This won't happen again.
And the crazy part is you do it again the next time instead of learning from the previous time, or at least for myself. It's getting
little
better,
creatures.
Little by little.
Creatures of habit. Yes, we are.
And some of them habits we need to erase. Some of those habits I need to erase.
Oh, that's part of the storm too. So.
Yeah. Can't just look at the hard part of the storm. You've got to look at what you did or did not do to allow that storm to start.
Right.
Because sometimes we have a hand in that storm.
And put ourselves right in the middle of the eye.
Okay.
The worst part of the storm.
That deceptive calm before the devastation.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know what?
I feel like I said, tonight's going to be a good night. I feel like in the audience we already got some attractive viewers that want to step forward and say some things.
Okay, I like the sound of that. As much as I like busting it up with you, yeah, I like to hear other people's perspective from time to time. So what do we say?
Okay.
We bring on, I was going to play a song, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to bring on this caller and see what they have to say, and then I'll worry about some music. But for right now, area code 904, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, it's Adrian. Hi, Paul. Hi, Alonzo.
Hey,
you and that daggone other phone number.
Well, no.
What's going
on,
I'm
in Florida. Got to be Florida, you know.
Oh,
so how are you
going?
Sleeping
tonight?
I'm
pretty good, actually.
I'm glad that the storm isn't as bad yet. It's not as bad yet. And what you're calling in is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. Well, that requires a lot of prayer. That's for sure.
Does it not?
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, just from what you've shared with me and what I know of you and some things, you've been through some storms. And survived them, praise God. You know, you're here to talk about it. In one piece.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you've learned about facing storms and getting through them?
I think my thing is I had to settle my thoughts down because sometimes I was on the point of hysteria. It was like, wait a minute, wait. Bring it down a bit because you've been through storms worse than this. And he brought you through then, he can do it again. See what I mean? So I had to bring it down a little. And then instead of constantly like praying, I prayed on it one time. Now I do because I didn't have any patience back then. But now I pray on it one time. And it's like, Lord, do it. And I'm leaving it there. I'm not taking it back.
So
that's how I get by.
Yeah, a lot of us do like to think about that.
Okay.
But I'm not quite done with that T-bone steak, sir. Let me get that right there. There's a little bit of meat on now. Yeah.
I want you to fix something, but I have it with me over here. So how are you going to fix something that I took away from the shop?
Exactly. Right. That's so right.
But that's the insanity that a lot of us deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Or involve ourselves on a regular basis.
Me personally, I'm an introvert. I'm one of them kind of guys that, in the beginning it was hard for me to ask for directions. You know, I'm one of them guys that roll the window down and look which way is, you know what I mean, and forget what he just did and just take off.
Right.
So now it's like I just like. Just like you said, Ms. Adrian, you got to settle down. You got to pull yourself back. You got to realize that you don't have all the answers. I'm one of the kind of guys that once I see that I've got the answer, I'm going to start trying to take off and outdo the person that tried to tell me the answer.
Right?
So it's like, oh, man, I start stumbling. I start tripping all over the place. So I have to realize, hey, pull up, slow down. When people are helping you, let them do their thing. Let them talk, you know. Don't try to outthink somebody. Don't try to outfinish their sentences or, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse. That is true.
Boy, you know, getting old sometimes and hopefully getting wiser, and you look back at some of the things that you've survived, but you've had them bumps and bruises and scars, and you got them battle scars, prove that what you've been through. And he's thinking, just like what you were saying, Alonzo, had I just slowed down and, you know, rest my neck and analyze things before I acted, I could have saved myself from a whole lot of bruised bumps.
Okay.
That's right.
Man, hindsight is something special.
All the time.
It's so much more enjoyable on cruise control than it is in fast forward.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know that right. So, Adrian, I know you brought an untitled two-hitter quitter to share with us for
tonight. You know what? I don't know if I ever recited this piece, but I'm just going to do it again. So if you heard it, you can hear it again. All right? And I did title this piece. It's called The Struggle.
Mike is yours, queen, because I want to hear about the struggle.
Thank you. Do you believe, really believe, the struggle is over? Did you know the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's? See, the hard part is having to go through it. But many don't believe God will bring them through it because it hurts so bad. But you have to remember, if he brings you to it, he will equip you to get through it. You must pray, then be still, and watch God work it out. I learned many times when I stopped struggling, the struggle ended. It's about trust, surrendering all, to triumph and testify how he brought you through and what you had to do. So if you see someone struggling, maybe you can tell them it will be okay. It will be over soon. If they surrender, God's answer will always be yay or nay. And be still and watch the Lord do it for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you know what you got to do.
Oh.
I like that piece, though. The struggle is not a struggle if your faith is strong. And you get out your own way and let God be God.
Ooh.
Let him do what you ask
him for me to do. Back then.
Way back when.
I still have every now and then.
Yeah, you know what? It's not something that is acquired right away, trust, because ever since I was a child and, you know, the Sunday school and all the old, you know, the old school stuff, but growing up, you realize the old school meant a lot of sense, and it took me a long while as well. And sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I forget, like, wait a minute, girl. And I still stumble, but then I have to, like I said, if it's too bad, I try to rein it in quick. And if I can't, I'll just cry for a minute. And then I was like, all right, you got through this thing, you got through that thing. Well, you can get through this, too. Knock it off. So I talk to myself.
Right.
But, you know, it does it. It eventually gets better. It's just hard weathering the storm. It's hard going through it. But it's so true. If God brings you to this, he'll bring you through it.
Yeah. Go ahead, preach.
And you know what else? I'm going to tell you something. I learned something, too. And if I saw something not too long ago, and it says God doesn't give us what we can handle. You know what I'm saying? He gives you, he gives you the strength to handle whatever it is. You know, I'm
right.
Seeing it lately. What is this? Okay, God doesn't give us what we can handle. God helps us handle with what we're given. There you go. I really didn't want to get that wrong, but that was something I saw a while back, and my husband actually had it on a platter. I'm like, what? It's actually true. I'm like, wait. So
right.
It kind of got me because, you know, you just don't think about it that way. Like, oh, Lord, why you bring me to this? And then I don't think I can handle this. And then, all, you know, somewhere on down the pike, you can. So something to really give God glory for, because I know I do.
Amen, amen.
Amen for that, Pastor Adrian. She brought a word tonight, but it's the truth, and it's things that we need to hear. There's so many areas that we fall short in or fall victim to,
or we
prolong our victories because we get in our own way or we don't have the faith. Like you said, to put it there and leave it there. To pray on something one time and just fall back. Knowing that what's best for you will be done because you gave it to him. Now to sit back and wait for the timing and his mode of bringing this about. Sometimes God got a sense of humor. He brings some things around. You ask for one thing and he's going to give it to you. With something added to it. So you better be specific. You better know what you're asking for.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, have I found that out the hard way a few times.
You know, I think, too, living life as a single person compared to, you know, being in a relationship, plays a major factor too when it comes to figuring your way out. A lot of people in the relationship, they do for one another. When you're in a relationship with yourself, you obviously you do for self. But, you know, at the same time, you're still chasing God. You're still supposed to be following God and meditating and building a relationship with Him. So I feel like as a single person, it just affects me in a different way. You know, I hear a lot, you know, as far as like people ask, what would Jesus do? And I kind of question, like, what would Jesus do had he been recorded in a relationship? And I'm not talking about the one that he has with us. I'm talking about, like, you know, the relationships that we see on a regular basis. You know, I mean, I know he wouldn't be no fleshly type, but it would have to do something with the flesh, right? If he came in as a man.
Yeah. He led by example.
What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
A lot of times when people ask me that, it just might be me. I think that there's like a dual-sided question. So I respond to them by telling them, well, you'll have to ask them.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my time to ask him that. I ain't in no rush.
Instead of worrying about me, what about yourself? You better ask him. Develop your relationship with him.
Yeah.
That's just
now,
that's
part of the relationship.
I said that might just be the smart butt in me. I don't know.
I was always taught to be the smart one and not the dumb one.
I know that's right. Yeah, look, in my household, we weren't allowed to be no dumb ones. I mean, if there was something that you were challenged with, then that just means you got to pick up the pace and get unchallenged. But we're not settling for just because it's hard, you know, just because you want to find another way to be successful at doing it. You know, but Mama was an English teacher, so she didn't play the teacher part or the English part, and she was a PK at that. I had it on several levels. For those of you that don't know what a PK is, that's a preacher's kid. They don't play. Oh, I wish y'all could see me right now. I can barely breathe. My puppy decided she's no longer a lap dog, but she hadn't got the memo to crawl up in my lap, and her big butt is right on my stomach.
Oh, Lord.
She's not as light as she used to be, so if it sounds like I'm gasping for air, you know why?
Right.
But yeah, Adrian, I really appreciate your comments and your thoughts. Your sermon,
absolutely.
Because we needed to hear that. It's a call to hit the gym, start working out, working that exercise called faith, strengthen it.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of
absolutely.
What gets to us won't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't like the gym. But I definitely gonna have to get my membership and get in there, do my workout. Because he's shown me enough where I know working out can only produce even greater effects and events and ends. Because my daddy don't do okay. He do poison. Okay, well, Adrian, I'm gonna hear a song. You know me,
All right.
Excuse me one second. I had to mute myself so I could yell at my dog. I don't want y'all to hear me being mean. I got a hard-headed teenager. I guess she's a teenager now in dog years. I don't know. But she's a handful.
forward.
Well, God bless you both.
Thank you. Thank you. With this one, I need it. But before you go anywhere, Adrian, I know you thought you was going to slip through the cracks, but nah, it ain't going down. Let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany world.
All righty. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And, you know, as usual, as I say, it's not suitable for work, what the topic is, so I can't tell you. You just gonna have to tune in and come join us and have some fun with us. So that is it, gentlemen.
Pique your curiosity to make you come. Oh, can that be considered kidnapping or pre-kidnapping? I don't know.
Just a small grab of attention.
I'm sorry. One of the FYI moments.
That was funny.
Okay. I got distracted again. I'm going to kill a dog tonight. Lord help me. Jeez, I'm going to take the wheel. Okay. All right, together, Paul. Adrian,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Right,
y'all tune in and listen to those two divas. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed.
All right.
Because it's part of the symphony. One love, one mic. God bless you, Adrian.
All right. One love, one mic. God bless you both.
Amen. Miss VIP, I'm going to play a song. Then we're going to come back because I have a situation to address where I broke protocol and did things a little differently tonight. But anywho, first we're going to listen to this.
Thank you. Worship him. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah.
Great I am. There's a couple of things I failed to mention that I wanted to at the beginning of the show. The first one is as to a reminder that we're entering into Holy Week. For those that are Christian that are listening, this is the beginning of the end of the beginning, if you catch my drift. This is where we're starting the events leading up to Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, which is very powerful in our beliefs. So I had to make mention of that. It's going to be a week full of a lot of church, but it should be also a week of a lot of soul searching to really decide whether you believe that Christ did all that is said that he did, and he did it for you. He left the perfection of heaven to come to earth, to be human, to go through all the chaos that we go through like we do, but to show us and teach us a better way through his example. He left paradise to come down to be ridiculed, to be cursed at, to be spit upon, to be humiliated, and to be brutally beaten and hung on a cross to die as a sacrifice for our sins, that we might once again be benefit of the rift between God and ourselves, between eternal life and ourselves. There's a lot that goes into that, a lot of thought that needs to be made. Make sure you understand that just the depths of his love for you. So you have to do some soul searching through this week. You know, think about it. And if you decide, like I have, that I believe it, I have to get past lip service and do more to follow his example. He did it as a man. So it is possible. Nobody said it was easy, though, but it's possible to walk a life that's pleasing to God. That's a challenge for all of us. And that was one of the things that I neglected to do initially. And Alonzo, you still with us? Unmute your mic.
My mic's not.
I can barely hear you. Can you turn your volume up?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Barely.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me? Can you still hear my
change? It's getting better. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. When you said I wasn't here, something wrong.
Did it do it again? Are we back?
No, you're fine now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not good, and especially while you're doing recording now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, yeah. And then there's that. speaking of recording, if you happen to be listening to the program or following the program online anywhere, 319-527-6300 is the number you must dial in before 11 o'clock to continue on with us. You will not be able to call in after that time. Now, Alonzo, one of the other things that I neglected to do at the start of the show or earlier on in the show before I opened the first mic was to see if you had a poem for us and maybe have an opportunity to throw you under the bus. I mean, did I say that? Oops. I was supposed to think that part.
I was waiting for everybody else to get done and then warm that up.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was? Okay. Touche. Oh, I got one that's quick on his feet. Well, I'm going to do the piece that I was supposed to do and didn't do, and then we're going to listen to another song, and then we'll just see what we do from there. How's that?
Sounds great with me, King. The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. This piece is called How Can This Be? I'm kneeling before your throne of mercy, Father. Using your gift to me, I come to you, Father, presenting my prayer through my gift of poetry. Starting with, Father, please forgive me. I ask for your peace upon those gripped by the talons of despair as another parent suffers the loss of a child. Peace upon those striving to survive through homelessness, the fears and eternal tears and the attack upon one's faith actually luring you to contemplate walking away from your grace. How can this be? When one in their heart of hearts tried to do a portion of what was thought to be what saith the Lord. And now doubt begins to gnaw at you. Was it all in your mind? Or was it someone other than you, Lord, that I was deceiving? Have I once again been swayed by a lesser king? How can this be? How can I proclaim to love you, submit to you, believe you are the Son of God who was beaten, scorned, humiliated, spat upon, crucified, and died for me, and still fall short in my walk with thee? How can this be? When the Word of God comes to existence right in front of your face, prophecies upon prophecies revealing their foretold appearance, and yet you still struggle with that complete release where everything is surrendered to you, and we try to justify straddling the fence, content, I'm supposed, to bring lukewarm praise when we're all called be a tributary of the living water. We are grafted into the lineage of the Lion of Judah. We are children of the burning bush, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, the great I Am, and still fall short. How can this be? I pray with anything you find pleasing within me, Lord, that you grant your peace into the circumstances of your children in the midst of their storms and all that distracts us from you. I pray discernment, Lord, for all who strive to do your will. Remove these generational scales that have distorted and led many families askew. Remove those scales, Father, that those postponed family blessings of old may begin to flow once again, healing from the ancient to the new. I trust in the will of the Father and await when seasons arrive. And from the fog, we not only recognize that you have survived, that we have survived and have been blessed even more, because this God is blessing us yet again to thrive. I know the answer as others scratch their head in bewilderment, asking each other, how can this be? And just when I can't take another one of those how can this be's, I hear a word that no doubt comes from thee. While I feel your pain and concerns, and beyond that, I also see that which you still need to learn. After you have survived to yet still be here, after all I have brought you through, and even that which I lovingly, painfully endured for you, yet you still won't trust or love me. Now I ask of you, how can this be? It's time that we regain our power and tell every storm whose we are. Tell that storm, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Therefore, your power over me must die. How can this be? Because I am a child of El Shaddai. And I said, peace.
Yes, sir. I have a question, sir. Who do we need to talk to in regards to getting a clapper? I enjoyed all the pieces tonight. This one right here, I think this relates to me. Earlier, I mentioned about going through and getting your relationship. There's a difference between being in a relationship and building a relationship towards God and being single and building a relationship towards God. And I feel like that piece right there spoke to me.
Man, praise him. Praise him.
I know that the storm will be over. I know that there is a brighter day. And hearing that piece just was just like concrete that I'm not the only one going through, or I'm not the only one that walked this path, I should say.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for that piece, sir.
I thank God for that piece. Ooh. And
the storm is over.
It's crazy. Yes, hallelujah. Even if you're at the beginning of it, the storm is already over. We stumble into things. We're stumbling into another victory. If we keep that faith, the storm ain't nothing but a warm, loving midsummer sprinkle. When you walk into that storm, clad in the body armor of God, with your faith leading you, with the word of God leading you. That banner. Whew, man, bro. Can't get no better than that. Praise him. Woo. Excuse me, folks. But see, this is what happens when you invite God into the midst and ask him to have his way. Ain't none of this in my cue cards. Ooh-wee.
Let that energy go. Yes, sir. Let that energy flow.
Yes, yes. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, yes. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to, by way of God, the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial if you're listening online before the 11 o'clock hour. This is where some folks say we do church, but this is where we share our gifts and we share our love of God.
Fellowship.
Yes, indeedy. Yeah, because we like to talk to fellowship. But we do so with yeah, we do. But we do that for the edification and empowerment of one another.
Yes.
Even being
it's almost like sit down at the dinner table and sharing the knowledge and the meal and growing and strengthening together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm getting tickled right now. I got one of my adopted nephews here with me. Well, he's been here a whole bunch of times through our shows, and he decided to finally call in. He just sits around and watches me do the show, but he decided to call in.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And I was just about to bring him on when his phone rang. So he jumped up and he ran to the other room. So that's why I got tickled. I was sitting here watching him try to run on tiptoes to the other room. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. You had to be here. Oh, Lord.
Well, Jesus, take it away. Let him on in.
That must be his. That must be his wife. Because he ain't back yet. That must be his wife. All right. But, man. This has been a really cathartic evening for me. I feel so comfortable, so relaxed. My work schedule for the last 2 or 3 weeks has been so crazy that I don't know what days off are. I have days off scheduled and I get called in. Then me getting in there and getting in my zone, I add more work to the equation for myself. I'm bringing up specials, you know, for the week at the places that I cook. So I've been going crazy the last couple of days doing that. You know, my fat man took over. Oh, he's back now. Well, I'm talking about you, guys. He's looking at me like, what? I didn't know I was talking about him. Well, anyway, since we've been talking about him, let's bring him on. Our next caller, as I said, is one of my adopted nephews. We call him Gam.
Although his name is Gamriel.
Gam, welcome to the
Inspiration Factory. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
My name is Gamriel Johnson, and this is my first time on the Inspiration Station. You know, I've been inspired by a lot of what everyone's been saying since I've been listening to you. But I'm not a poet or anything like that, but my ministry is song. What I want to do tonight is just a couple bars of an unfinished piece that I think might fit tonight.
Yes, please. Yes, please. The mic is yours, sir. Yes, King.
Thank you. I remember Sunday morning when I was just a boy. There was an old deacon, boy, he can pray. He slid out of his chair got down on his knees, he'd raise up his hand, and he would start to pray. He said, Heavenly Father, hear my cries. Take up my soul when this body dies. I want to walk with Jesus. Lord, talk to Moses. Hear the tales of Peter. Oh, that Lord of mine. Mr. Peter.
Amen. Amen. Alonzo, yeah, you're right. We need to talk to somebody about the clappers and the sound effects, because that deserves something.
Okay. He came in and made that. I don't know what if that was what planned, calculated, but that fit it. And I don't know if it was me, but I felt real spiritual. Like an old spiritual vibe. Nightmare. Yeah, I wouldn't say old spiritual vibe, but I felt like, you know, it's me and Sunday. I felt like I was outside. We outside, and we just sitting on the porch, and it's like, you know what, sun going down. Let's get it in. Like old school day type situation.
I felt the message in that song.
My thought was we are reflecting the times we had before. You mean, I'm not that old, but I know I was raised. I mean, it's not being taught the way we were raised before.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I totally agree. I've been taught I got an old spirit, too. I barely cracked 40, so I've been taught I got an old spirit, too. And maybe that's the reason why I felt like we was hymning together. You know, I don't see old people or anything like that, but it just reminded me of like the times when I was outside. I mean, I still do. It's just crazy part because I got a farm not too far from here. But you know, when you're outside with your crew and you just start singing, and then you got your backup, they just start singing in the field. So it's like there's a certain connection.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That same thing brought us through a lot of cotton fields. Just praising him, singing him in the midst.
I do vegetables now. I got vegetable fields. So I do the same. I still do it today. So that's what really what made me think.
You need to ask the question. You know, everybody's on the same page. We're all there for the same purpose.
Right.
Amen.
At the end of the day, we're all headed to the future. We're all headed to the same spot. Nobody's leaving this spot alive. So you're right. You know what I mean? Like, we're all aimed in the same direction. So it's kind of like we need to get together, Doc.
Sometimes you might need somebody on the left or the right. Just to say something to you. Boom, 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 boom. I'm here with you. I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give you the extra push to make finish that day. Finish that function.
Yes, sir. I definitely appreciate that piece.
We have to be our brother's keeper. Brother Cam.
Did I hear you say
I'm proud of you, boy. Oh, thank you so much, huh?
I appreciated that piece, and as you were saying, Alonzo, it just was so perfectly in sync with, and like you said, just kind of, there's no confusion with God, you know, and that was just a perfect example of it. Before I bring our next caller on, I want to play. I wish I had another song that I would like to play to follow Gam, and that would be Speak, Lord, from The Color Purple. Yeah. That's where he took me with that song. You know, but there's another song that I think is the perfect accompaniment to what he just shared with us. So, Brother Gam, we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge, and I hope you hang out, continue to hang out with us. And I want everybody to
no question.
Listen to this. Amen. One no love, one
you,
mic.
Brother.
God bless you, bro.
One love, one mic, definitely.
Needed to follow Brother Gam. But, Welcome back, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory, 319-527-6300. That's the number. Alonzo, you still with us?
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
What do you say? We keep things moving right along with some more poetry or fellowship or whatever the Lord has in store for us next and open this next mic.
Let's go. Let's go.
Got like a load of confidence to me. Area code 815. If you're not on mute, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Gina Storm.
Aha, I thought it was. That's why I made that little smart remark. I'm so
glad I know.
Hey,
you know
Gina.
What I made it my business not to be on mute. I'm always mutating. I would not tonight.
I'm going to miss it.
I was just featured at the Small House of Poetry where I belong on Clubhouse tonight. My own house, my own family.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
It's okay. No. Honestly, the show ran over the starting time of yours. So we kind of have a conflict there. But when I leave
right. Mine,
I come to yours. If you have a show, I'm here. And I needed to be here. And here we are.
Amen. See? Alonzo, you see what God does when we turn the show over to him?
Amazing.
Okay. He makes a way.
Please believe. Out of no way.
Every time.
Congratulations.
Always. Thank you. That was my second feature ever on Clubhouse because I was reluctantly being featured. Because there was a time in my life when I was going Gina Versal, and I felt like it was the Gina Storm show, starring Gina Storm everywhere. And it was overkill, and I didn't want to super saturate the airwaves or the internet or the phone lines or the apps. I just wanted to basically keep a promise that I made to God.
I'm ready. I see you came. I see you came ready. So what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I came to get out of my own way because I know Pastor Paul has heard this from me before. I tell Paul something that's on a regular basis. I have to get out of my own way. I know sometimes I have to be still and be quiet and let God do his will in my life so that I can get to the place that I'm trying to be. Not in my time, but in his. And not for my will to be done, but his. And that's been hard for me because I'm a control freak and I want to run everything in my life like a really well-made clock or a group of soldiers in a squad and then and a battalion. In the military, and I need to be in charge. But I make mistakes and fall short because I'm imperfect. But I serve a God that loves me in spite of me. And as a result, the only way that I can be free and helpful is to allow his will to be done and in his time. So I'm going to have to freestyle something because I didn't have a piece in mind. But I saw that the topic of the show tonight was something about your storm. What was it, Paul?
What do you want to tell your storm? Tonight we're going to take our power back.
Take our power back. So this is my freestyle. That is my answer to what I want to tell my storm. Gina Storm.
The mic is yours, queen.
Thank you. I want to tell my storm that I have no fear, no trepidation. I'm not running to a shelter so that I can be saved on any occasion. I got the common sense to know that I need to go in a room with no windows. I can go down to my basement. There's an interior room that has just walls that are built out of cedar blocks and nothing else. I will probably be safe, even if my entire house blows away, because I'm not afraid of the storm, because I am the storm. I'm not afraid, because if I'm afraid, then that means that I don't believe that my prayers will be answered on any given day. So you can't both worry and pray. I don't bother to. I have to do the best thing, my capability as a Christian, ask myself constantly, what would Jesus do? There are times in my life when I feel like my integrity is on the line, and I will do something that is not indigenous to the kind of woman and Christian that I aspire to be. And then I have to ask myself, would I do that if my mommy or my grandchildren that I dubbed the Famous Three were looking at me? Nah. If I wouldn't do it then I won't do it now, and I'll tell you why. Because I know the power of prayer. See, there have been things in my life that were not going so right, and I had to fight, and I still do every single day, my own body. And thank you, lupus, because you gave me one choice, and that was to be strong. Because if I didn't, then everything would go wrong. My body would break me down, and I would not rise to see another day. But only God knows when he's going to call me home. And if I am destined to die tonight, I know that I'll be all right. So I've done everything in my capability and possibility up until this point so that I could be right where I needed to be, so that I could tell the storm, I'm not afraid of you. My tomorrow has already been written. I'm doing the things that I must, and not just because. No, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the only things in my life that are worth a mention. Everything and everybody else, including me, are secondary. You have to understand and appreciate this about me. Being a Christian isn't something that I hide or I run away from, because I have so many people in my life who are not one, but I am. And I can say it with my chest, because on the day of my judgment, I want my Father and his Son and his presence to understand that I came through this storm loving everything that gave me life and the meaning. For me to breathe right now, there'd be no me if I did not serve he. And the only reason that I do so is to inspire and uplift others and let them know the love that he has shown me that allows me to glow on days when my body hurts so much that I won't even allow it to show. My mouth may be smiling, but please believe inside I'm crying. Pain that I endure every day is my storm, and I still have to say, I'm the storm. I'm not afraid, because God the Father has my back, and Jesus my Savior gave his life up so that I could be intact, and that active spirit that roams the earth to make sure that we are okay on any given day covers me. I'm not worried. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me in peace.
Whew.
Gina.
Dope.
To say the least. Ooh. I'm going to let you go first, Alonzo.
Ooh. All right. How do you follow? How do you follow up with that one? That one was that's a freestyle. That's like, yeah, that was good for like the last three. You know what I mean? That's, oh man, that. You know,
Alonzo, thank you. I had to go off the dome because I've been writing. I already have three pieces, and it's the second of April for the 30 and 30 for National Poetry Month. So I was like, I'm a freestyle at church because I got an opportunity to.
You know, normally I try to find something,
and everybody's peace that I can relate to. Like, I feel like I was right there. This one right here, like, every line that was coming out, I was more rooting, like, get it. Like, you can't see me got my hand in the air doing the new.
No, but that's like, good, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm here to uplift and inspire. I want somebody who doesn't know the God that I serve the way that I love him and why. I want them to understand that if it wasn't for Jesus, there'd be no me. I need people to appreciate the reason why I call myself a Christian. So if you're just raising your hands and speechless, then you're just in praise. That it doesn't require words. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And you know, I always ask the last, yours, I always ask that one question. Who is it to? So I feel like everybody can get a little piece of that. So, yeah, that's the thing about the freestyle. You know, anybody and everybody can get a piece of it when you push play.
Right. No
time. Absolutely. Thank you and amen.
Jen, when you came out there and said, thank you, Lupus, I was like, what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you why. My grandchildren get on 53, and I have, like, physical disabilities. They don't care nothing about that. They want me to comb their doll's hair and to drink and eat at their tea party. They want me on the floor playing with matchbox cars. They want me to put things together with Lego.
And you
do it. I'm like, I have to. And then the next day, like I said, they left this morning because it's Palm Sunday and they're Catholic. They had to go to church. And this is my church. And I told them, I said,
praise God.
Gigi is tired. So I took a nap, a bath, and I got dressed. And I was featured on Small House. And then I seen that I had time to get in queue. And I came to Epiphany because this is also my family, because me and Jay, next Saturday night coming up, we're going to be hosting the Just Jay and Jim show. And I always tell people, it's not the rehearsal, it's the show. Let's go.
Okay. Okay.
And I can
bring
every single day, all the time, 24/7, 365 for God. I got these bars because the Lord gave me this gift, and I promised him when I was wheelchair bound, I couldn't walk and I couldn't talk. I was blinking once for yes and twice for no before I learned American Sign Language. All I can say to that is God will make a way. And he's always done so for me. So there's no storm that can conquer my life that can conquer me. I'm more than a conqueror.
And that was spoken by Gina Storm. Okay?
Okay.
Thank y'all. I appreciate
God
so much.
Storm is
love
stronger than
my,
any other storm.
I had to come and have a little church with y'all.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came through, Gina. You made my life.
Storm.
Yeah. The storm came in and told you what she tells her storm. So, hey.
I love it. It's the inspiration in the Inspiration Factory.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Oh, Gina. Thank you so much for that. We needed that tonight. Show did.
Amen, amen. Can't nobody love him like I do. I promise you I'll give everything I have to my Creator because there's no way, no way I should be here today. I got a death sentence.
Sure.
When I was diagnosed with lupus at 27, they gave me the 30 to live. And I tell people all the time, I'm 23, not 53, and I'm going to tell you why. These are bonus years. I should have been dead. I'm still here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, so I had some
praise.
Church. So that's why I'm not afraid of the storm.
Gina,
I'm on.
This next piece I'm getting ready to play right now is for you.
Thank you.
You to hear this one.
I love
God
y'all.
Bless
one
you,
love,
one love.
One
mic.
Love you too. One love. One mic.
It seems there's no way out. that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
You better you. It ain't over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, God has the final say. Man, I don't care what that storm is, God has the final say. Stop looking at your circumstances and look at your solution. It ain't over.
Power of his name.
Okay. Oh, man. This has been a... this has been a show.
I told you it was going to be deep. You're going to feel some type of way.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I hate to end. But it's that time. Coming up to that time. Whoo! I got goosebumps.
I'm about to
but before we, before we leave up out of here tonight, I'm going to give a public service announcement, and that's going to give my brother Alonzo time to get his notes together to give us the Epiphany Rundown for the week. Then we'll have our last thoughts and a prayer and probably another song, you know me. But my goodness, this has been a night. So, Alonzo, would you prepare yourself for the public service, the public service announcement about the Epiphany Rundown for the week?
Very serious. Yes, I got you.
Thank you, my brother. I'm going to give another. And even... Oh, you ready already?
Yeah.
Man, look at here, look at here. That's that modern technology when you know how to use it. All righty, my brother, the mic is yours, King.
Already. So tomorrow, we have the Kings and Queens quarters.
Hold on, Alonzo. Alonzo.
Yes. Yes.
Today starts the week. The week.
Oh, today starts the week. Well, at least I was going to leave the best for last, but we will go ahead and start the best. I didn't say that, but I did. What I meant was, guys,
I'm a town man.
God's day is the best day. God's day is every day. But, you know what I mean? So let me recap my statement, take that back. Today is the show Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, also known as Divine Inspiration, and me, Mr. Alonzo. Then tomorrow, you have your Kings and Queens quarters. Tuesday, you have your War Council. Wednesday, we have what's called your Erotic Love Zone. Thursday is your The Get Down. Friday, Renaissance Poetry. Saturday is Just Jay and Gina Storm, who we had the pleasure of listening to tonight. And then once again, Sunday comes back around, and we will be here, same time, same channel. And if you'd like to call in, please don't hesitate. The number here is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push that one to be heard.
Yeah, I know that's a Cali influence. You heard? Right.
And speaking of, I wanted to also add, because earlier you had said that they were supposed to call in at a certain time. We were live on East and West. So on the West Coast, we start over here at 6 o'clock p.m. And then on the East Coast starts over there at 9 o'clock. So,
and if in between us, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, 2 hours ahead.
There's one little phone in there that I think is an hour difference or something crazy.
Yeah, so I believe all the way up to maybe Texas, it'd be 8 o'clock.
Right.
It might be a little bit further after Texas, but just little states. Let me get my make sure that the population and my geographic is correct, and then I'll make sure you guys get the right information. But in the meantime, between time, East Coast starts at 9, West Coast starts at 10.
And there you have it. Absolutely. We have one more public service announcement, though, folks. And that's if y'all just saw the love and the joy that was spread here tonight, the camaraderie, the oneness, where you could just let your guards down and just be yourself with other like-minded people who have one focus, as our Lord. She's just curious about how we can do that in the midst of the way the world is today, the way this country is today, the way finances are today. If we can still sit back here and just hold each other down, praise God, laugh, joke, sing, you know, give us a call. Look me up on Facebook, Paul Sampson. My brother Alonzo, I'm sure, is more than willing to share some scripture with you or just learn with you.
Yeah, I'm a good listener. I promise you.
If it's not written in the book, don't believe it, you know, but we can teach each other. Iron sharpens iron. That's what we do here at the Inspiration Factory.
Amen. Amen. I'm a good touch.
Okay? So, there you have it. And with that being said, do you have any final remarks, my brother?
No, I'm good, bro. I'm good, bro. I'm good. I appreciate you guys for this opportunity and the platform. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise him. Folks, I can't really put into words what tonight was for me, but I'm so grateful that you were here to bring this for me. I'm selfish, okay? The joy I get out of this platform, I tell y'all all the time, it's just like, y'all can't touch. But it's just an honor to praise God with you guys.
Amen.
Keep calling in. If you have some suggestions, hit me up. DM me. You know, we can discuss some things. But at the end of the day, no matter what storm you're facing, no matter what way life is leading you, know that your only victory comes through the cross. That's where your focus needs to be. And with that, would you join me at the throne? Heavenly Father, it's with a joyful heart I come before your throne right now, Father God. Thanking you for this evening, Lord. Thanking for you for your guidance, your purpose for this evening. Thank you for using each one of us for your will. Father God, I ask that you would bless each one of the callers and their families. I ask that you would bless those that wanted to be here and couldn't for whatever reason, Father God. I ask that you bless this nation that is truly in need of your blessing, Father God. Touch our hearts, Lord. Make us more available to you, Father. God, as we leave this platform, but prayerfully never your presence, Father God, be with us, strengthen us, empower us, and use us, Lord, to your will, for our glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, just for being who you are. It's in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. God, pray. Amen. Thank you.
because I come too far to let my problem keep me down. And I help me sing it.
I won't be defeated.
Just can't give up now. Sometimes in this life,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
we deal with misery and strife,
and it seems like,
yeah, the enemy is gonna do you in.
But you stand bold.
Well, you tell him today that his tricks were just a delay.
Hope in life and under so much peer pressure.
You're making my brother.
And today,